Number one sports podcast. I'm Corporate that and I am Tone Dick.
I'm baby Tony.
Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard water.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
It's fucking Picks Friday.
Whoa!
Championship week edition.
Yeah.
Honor, how are we?
Doing fantastic, Tony. Is my thing? Oh, no. It's my cord. Doing fantastic, Tony. How we doing?
Good.
Good.
You didn't give me a little hint that time. I just felt it, nailed it.
That's on me. I'm a little rusty, if we're being honest. Congrats to the Seahawks backers last night.
Thank you.
It was always the
almost
right side.
Almost had no right. I'm not a big right side guy, but if they did not cover at the end there, I would have stood on that right side.
Yeah, I lost my 5.5 first half bet. Almost did. You know, it was 4 seconds left and they scored a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So do you, I have two questions. Well, one statement and then a question.
Sure. This is a court of law, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jamal Adams is the most simultaneously good and terrible football player.
He does some things
maybe
very
in the
good.
League.
He's some things he doesn't.
He's one of the best tacklers in the league and probably the worst coverage guy.
You know what the worst part about Jamal Adams is? Every player on a football team plays a position. He does not play a position.
Well, I think
he thinks he's a linebacker and he's playing safe.
I think that their game plan should be like, all right, we're playing with 10 men in coverage. Like Jamal's got, you know, the hook flat.
I mean, he could cover a back.
He just lets everything run behind him and then doesn't feel anything. And then the ball just goes over.
I don't
his
think
head.
He ever covered with the Jets either, though. Like, this no. is just what he's done.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And then my next question is, do you think that Bland is just like out route, comeback? That's his bread and butter, but down the field, he's a little.
Simple. I mean, he got beat on two really, really good throws.
Yeah, true. But both down the field, kind of stretching him out. Mm. But then once he's in that kind of medium to short intermediate.
Oh, yeah. A lot of corners sit on routes. If you sit on the wrong route, you're going to get beat.
Yeah.
What happened on the third and two with Noah Fant? Did he trip on the line or what?
I don't know. What happened on the fourth and two with fucking CD Lamb? To like basically ice the fucking game. Too.
The deep shot?
There was so many. No, there was an out. He dropped. CeeDee Lamb, like.
Oh, that went through his hands, right?
Yeah, he like completely dropped.
Mitt.
There was also.
This guy's been playing awesome. You can't come at CeeDee.
Yeah,
awesome.
There was also the fourth one where Geno Smith ran back 5 yards to hand the ball off.
Yeah.
That happened too.
So Charbonnet had to go 7 yards to just get back to the line.
I do put that on, like, maybe it is just how they do it with Geno, but like Charbonnet's got to be. Rolling downhill.
It was just so obvious that it was a run.
Yeah, I mean, run a stretch zone when it's a fucking fourth and two.
Listen,
really smart.
Pass is the pass of the future is later.
How do you? Yeah.
Cowboys are unfortunately very, very.
Do you feel better or worse about the Cowboys after last night, Mitt?
Worse, way worse. To be honest, the defense did not play good at all. The secondary got completely exposed.
They will. I wouldn't worry about them.
They're easily, in my opinion, my humble opinion. They are the third best team in the NFC, and I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Maybe the second for me.
And I think they'll beat the Eagles at Jerry World.
You think they're better than the Eagles?
Potentially, I think they are.
I think they can get the Eagles.
I think the Cowboys and the Eagles are very similar. I think their offenses are good, and I think their defenses are.
If Niners are healthy, the Niners should win the Super
Bowl. All right, let's do Picks Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to start?
I agree.
Right? We all in agreement on that? Any debate?
I'll tell you in a second.
What was your debate?
If the Niners are healthy, they should win the Super Bowl.
Every year, basically. Like the past like 3 years.
I have a pick that might give my answer away.
Oh, you're in the Niners?
Maybe. What was that, Bruce?
I think that the 49ers Super Bowl arc would benefit losing this game.
Yeah.
The Niners?
Yeah, like I think the loser of this 49ers-Eagles game.
No, I think the Niners need to win this. Because if you go into Philly and you've already lost twice to them the last two times, then that, I don't care how good you are, that creeps into your soul.
True, but it is hard to beat a team trice.
Sure.
As well.
I guess. On
different seasons.
Trice.
Sunday. 1 o'clock.
Starting Sunday?
You want to start championship?
But it's the championship.
You're right. Let's start championship weekend.
I would like to just...
New Mexico State.
Say a thank you to the Pac-12.
Thank you, Pac-12.
Tonight we say goodbye. Tonight we say thank you for everything, all the memories. It's a hell of a run.
Thank you, After Dark.
Some beautiful nights.
Thank you for letting me know when to go home.
Hell yeah.
We appreciate it. Let's start there then. Even though there is a 7 o'clock.
You can go 7.
Okay, yeah, let's go
start,
7 o'clock.
Let's start 7 o'clock.
New Mexico State at Liberty Bibbity. Mexico State has been good to people this year. 10-3, I think.
Very good.
ATS.
Mm-hmm.
10-3 straight up as well. Liberty Bibbity, 12-0.
It's
straight up.
Against the spread?
Straight up.
Straight up.
What are they against the spread?
The line is 10. I don't have a side. I have a team in a moneyline parlay. I respect the fuck out of New Mexico State, so I can't pick against them. And I mean, both these teams are really good.
You're about to, right?
I mean, we got some crushing news of the college football world.
Oh, no, what?
Rice quarterback JT Daniels is medically retiring from football.
Thank fucking God.
Jeez, man. From what the concussion. Fuck's wrong with you, dude?
That's not good.
This guy put his heart and soul into that Rice season.
He's going to enter the coaching space now.
Nice. I like that. Yep. Bruce, let me guess, you're on New Mexico State.
I am. I don't love it. I respect the hell out of Liberty Bibbity and the program that the weirdos got at that university. With that said, I hate having FOMO on a Friday night, and if I fade the 10-3 against the spread, New Mexico State, are they Lobos? Is that them?
Yeah.
They're the Aggies.
The Aggies. I apologize.
Jesus.
UNLV? Yeah, I would have way too much FOMO if I didn't pick them, so it's one unit play for me, New Mexico State plus 10.5.
Okay.
Yeah, mark me down too. Give me the points.
I think that's a side.
Give me the points. Give me the fucking points.
Better be, brother.
Liberty Bibbity's just been so good. Mitt, are you doing anything in that game?
I've watched 0 minutes of either of these teams play football this year. No.
Yeah, I've not watched New Mexico State, but
you've seen them.
Hey. I've seen Liberty in the quad.
You've seen New Mexico
State. You enjoy yourself watching some New Mexico State tonight.
Yeah, it's a good football game.
I'm excited.
Oregon, Washington. That's the one. That's the one tonight.
This is the one, the last one.
Just 9.5. Oregon is favored. 11-1 versus 12-0. 65.5 is your total. I have Liberty in a moneyline parlay. I have Oregon in a moneyline parlay. I didn't want to lay the 9.5. If there was a side, I would lay it.
With Oregon?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I do have a play.
Give me the Huskies plus 9.5, naturally.
Yep. I'm buying it up to 10, paying a little bit of juice, but give me the Huskies plus the 10, and I'm sprinkling on a money line plus 300.
I forgot that I have a play tonight. It's Dylan Johnson under 82.5 rush yards. Oregon, solid rush defense. Dylan Johnson was seen in a boot after the Apple Cup, so health is a little bit concerned. Dylan Johnson under 82.5 rush yards tonight.
I like it. You know, it is a sucker side. We can say that it's not, but I'll be the third to join the Huskies plus the 10.5. Everything screams you should probably lay the 9 with Oregon here. But I think that even if it is sort of that boat race feel where it's like 21-3 early, the penis man will galvanize the boy.
Has to.
And show how rock hard that cock can be.
Hell yeah.
And for that reason. We're never dead because the penis man can get a back door.
I also think if the Huskies weather the storm and it's tight, it hasn't been pretty, but the Huskies have played in those tight games. It's been a long time since Oregon's been in a close game.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably since they played Washington.
True.
They've put it on some people, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, fucking doesn't help you running up the score. When you pull up to a dogfight, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Patent stash.
Exactly. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Fancy uniforms.
Let's go to tomorrow at noon.
Fuck them.
Oklahoma State versus Texas. 15 is the number.
This game's at noon.
Yeah, it's a nooner. 15 is the number. 55.5 is your total.
I wasn't going to bet it, but then, you know, I saw that dead Longhorn and
I wish I didn't see that dead Longhorn.
Me too. That was a fucking gruesome.
Now both frats who were involved are saying it had nothing to do with.
Yeah, it's just tied to our house.
It had nothing to do with a Longhorn game. It was just pure coincidence that they're playing the Longhorns.
And there's dead long. I don't know who put this fucking dead Longhorn here. Is that what they're going with?
They're going with, they've been putting dead animals on each other's lawns, you know, for the last few months. And it just happened that they came across dead Longhorn and put it on the other person's lawn.
So there should be multiple counts of animal cruelty, not just this one.
Potentially, yeah.
I don't know.
What dipshits. But yeah, I'm on Texas.
This might be the only game that I don't have a play. I got nothing here.
Texas will be the third leg of my money line.
Yeah, I'm out here.
Miami of Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Toledo.
Oh, yeah.
For the Mac.
Lay it. Oh, lay it, Toledo, yeah. Motherfucker. Lay it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to lay it. Now that, especially that it's down to 7. Toledo has an offense. Miami of Ohio doesn't have an offense.
Fuck you.
You're talking about the best team in Ohio.
Right now, Miami of Ohio does have a great defense, but they're playing with a backup quarterback who can't throw a football.
He's a dog.
Fuck you.
He's got grit. Can't teach it.
I will lay it with Toledo, and they are also the fourth leg of my money line parlay.
Give me Miami, Ohio, +8.5, please and thank you.
Yeah, I believe I might have the numbers wrong here, but I do believe that MAC underdogs in the MAC championship are on like a 12-5 run. You know the rules. You do not fear Toledo, and you do not respect.
Miami of Ohio doesn't belong in this game.
What?
What?
Screw you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
What's fuck this you, about? Tommy.
The Bobcats belong in this game.
You're right.
They didn't do it. They didn't get the job done.
They didn't.
Did they beat Miami of Ohio?
They didn't get the job done.
Yeah, but, you know, eye test.
Yeah, but we don't make the rules.
Miami outright.
We got to bet on who's here.
It's Toledo.
And when it comes to the MAC, you bet on the dog.
It's the team that hasn't lost.
You bet on the dog.
Since week one.
Oh,
Miami, all right.
Oh.
That's not happening.
Oh.
Boise State, UNLV for the Mountain West at 3 o'clock. Boise fired their coach a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Does UNLV have the man meat to handle these Broncos?
Not in my man. In my mind, I will take Boise State money line minus the 135. Because, boy, they got both their backs back, and they can run the rock.
George Halani.
There's only one Boise State that I fear. That's the one that's playing on blue turf. And they ain't playing on
blue turf.
Give me UNLV plus
Whoa. 4 o'clock. Georgia, Bama, SEC title. Five is the spread. 55.5 is the total.
Down to 5?
Yes, sir. There's some injury concerns with the Dogs. Ladd McConkey hasn't played in a couple weeks. Brock Bowers didn't play last week.
But doesn't that feel like Michigan kind of sitting Roman Wilson and their offensive line?
I mean, if you want to compare Roman Wilson to Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers,
I'm just saying, doesn't it feel like you like they just sat their guys against Georgia Tech?
It does.
Even though Kirby Smart denied it.
It feels like they're going to play. It feels like they're going to play, yeah. Especially Brock, because Brock was dressed last week.
And running back Alabama, actual concern.
Yes. Jesus.
McKellen? I don't know how to say
Jalen McMillan.
McKellen. I don't love McKellen. It feels like when you McKellen. See Bama with points, you should.
I'll take Georgia.
Bama.
I'm landing with Georgia as well. I hate to do it, honestly. Obviously, Saban, it's basically Saban's game. He won the last three. Their only loss was the actual national championship game against Kirby. But I just think they're better up and down. That's really all I got. I think that they're better at the sport of football, and that's what you need to bank on.
Sure.
Give me Bama.
Championship.
Oh, wow.
I'm fucking taking the bait. I'm doing it.
Take a money line.
No, I said plus points.
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia minus the 5 just because it's so fucking low. And I want Bama to win, so if Georgia fucking covers
it. Until proven otherwise, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia hasn't lost. I love fucking Ladd McConkey. And then also, I think Carson Beck's just in general a better game manager. And that's what I think this is going to come down to. Who's managing the game better?
Monroe hasn't proven in that aspect. I know Georgia Tech kind of took him to the deep end a bit, but there's got to be some sort of fatigue, you know, the competitive stamina slacking a bit after that Iron Bowl finish.
I hear you there.
I mean, don't act like Auburn's a fucking world beater this year. Like,
no, I don't think.
I did not. I just said that there could be some emotional letdown after winning
the Middle World America.
I mean, yeah, this is the fucking SEC championship.
Boys
will be up for it.
App State versus Troy. It's a good game. It's a good ball game. App State has been playing some really, really good football as of late.
Yeah.
I got one worry, and it's App State's rush defense, and I think Troy's going to run up and down the field, and they got the defense to back him up. I'm going to take Troy in this one.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah, I didn't play it either, but I agree with you, Tony, because I don't know how to square App State's identity as the gritty, rough and tumble road graders, and then Troy's identity of definitely being able to run it right down their throat. So for that reason, I'm out. Okay. It'll be a great game.
Yeah. SMU at Tulane. This one took a little bit of a hit when SMU's quarterback broke his leg last week against Navy. So they will have a backup quarterback going against
Tulane. How much are we laying here?
You can get Tulane down to -2.5 for -150.
Yeah.
That's what I have done.
You can get -3 at -110.
Yeah, that's certainly the side.
I'm going to do something silly here.
Silly goose you.
Because I said I'm going to have a play on every game. I'm going to take SMU.
Oh, you fucking.
It's the green wave.
Plus the three.
Jeez.
Crazy person.
With the backup quarterback.
You think SMU's going to the 12-team playoff? You nuts?
No. Because.
Wouldn't they?
I think Liberty, if Liberty wins, I think they might be the highest ranked conference champion.
You're right.
But no, if Tulane wins, they go to the. No, it's not the playoff.
You're like the
They go to the group of six. Yeah.
12-team playoff.
That's the next year.
I know, Tony. I'm just speaking in hypotheticals.
Give me SMU plus a three.
Wrong.
It might be. I'm not going to argue this on this one. Michigan, Iowa, 22 is the number. 34.5 is the total.
Plus
the
points, please.
Yeah, have fun. I'm going to go over 35.
Boo.
I think Michigan hits it on their own.
Okay.
All right, that's lame. I'm taking the under 35, and I'm taking Iowa on the 22, and I'm going to sprinkle Iowa money line. Bruce, I hope that Michigan just shits the bed, and let's get a defensive touchdown out of Iowa.
I don't love
that's the only way we can do it.
I don't love the team total for Iowa for the full game, 6.5, but give me the Iowa first
half. Up to 7.
Give me the first half, Iowa under 2.5.
Come on.
Yeah, I do think zero at halftime is the most likely scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Keep hating everybody.
And then the last one, Louisville.
Let's not do where we're fucking taking bets as hating.
I mean,
Mitt was hating.
I know, but I'm just taking the points. I think it's a lot of points, dude.
No, and I obviously can't argue with the math, but.
Yeah, it is a math
game. Yeah, this is a math game.
Bruce. Michigan's going to turn that Iowa defense into an absolute sieve.
Louisville, Florida State. We are Florida State -1.5 right now. I don't care who's put. Actually, I'm not taking a side on this one. I think this one's got under.
I thought 40. You were a Cardinal.
You said you were a Cardinal. That's the way I lead. I lead to the Cards for sure.
Wow.
But my play of the game is the under 47.5 be because I don't think Florida State's going to be able to score very much.
You want Florida State in the playoff.
I do not want Florida State in the playoff. I don't think the Cardinals are going to be able to play a score very much. Give me under 47.5.
Florida State money line.
I watched a bit of the huddle on, forget his name already, but this kid who hasn't
True
played.
Freshie.
He looked good when he came in.
He can sling it. Yeah.
I believe he's out of Tennessee.
He's a ball player. He's a ball player.
It's gonna be raining in Charlotte, and
it is.
I believe
weather is gonna be shit.
I think that favors Florida State. I too am on them money line to get the job done. And you know, as I've completely come around actually today. Part of it is Pat kind of coming around to this and convincing me. But you know, unbeaten ACC champion, they do deserve and should be in the playoff.
It's not about deserving. It's just, but it's literally in the college football playoff committee rules.
But like, teams. Okay, so do we go and knock Texas because Jonathan Brooks is hurt?
Was he a quarterback?
He's a running back. Best in the country, probably, besides Missouri kid.
What Texas? Yeah, I mean, Texas isn't going to be in anyways.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how can you say that Florida State isn't one of the best four?
You're saying running back's more important than quarterback?
No, of course not.
No records right now. Name the four best team in college football.
I would choose the SEC champion, the Big Ten champion, Pac-12 champion. And the ACC champion.
That's a lie.
You theoretically would not. Iowa wants fucking Big Ten that you
That's
are
a
not
lie and you know
you're
it.
Keeping Michigan in there.
You stop lying to yourself.
I'm telling you.
You're as a gambling man.
Yeah.
As someone who values Vegas's opinion, you're saying this?
Hey, Florida State's minus 140 to make the playoff.
That's because you know what you're doing.
So as a gambling man, I'm saying that it's happening, boys.
Yeah, but what are they to win the national championship? Yeah. Bruce, these are words coming out of your mouth.
So if you're getting Florida State at like say plus 20 against Georgia,
if you love so much, why don't you take it to win the national championship?
Yeah. Boys,
put your money where you
dive in, dude.
Come boys, on, Bruce.
Do I have to go get my Harbaugh hat so you can see where I'm going with this? I want Michigan 1, Florida State 4. They deserve to be it. They're one of the best 4 teams. And then we'll see you in the Natty.
By the way, my money line parlay is Liberty, Oregon, Texas, Toledo, and Michigan, plus 143. Thank you.
Boom.
We good? I like that Florida State-Louisville is the last game.
Me too.
All right, I'm the only one on Louisville here, though. I don't want Florida State in the playoffs.
Louisville beat Kentucky last week. I would be on Louisville, but I watched that whole game, and I did not like what I saw.
I respect it.
And Florida State went down to Florida, and they can run the ball. And if it's wet out, they will pound the rock.
Trey Benson
and play that D.
Yeah, I don't think it matters who's at quarterback.
Because they're one of the best 4 teams.
I also don't think if they win, they're getting
it. Do you think they're better with Jordan Travis at quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's the thing. If Jordan Travis was a quarterback, fuck, they should be in.
I agree.
I completely agree.
100%. I have no problem with it.
And I do kind of have a problem with people comparing this to the fucking Cardale Jones year. That was not the same at all.
It wasn't the same.
No, it was not. I understand they were in it before.
I struggle.
You're not having a redshirt sophomore that has an 80-yard cannon coming in here and fucking balling out with
Ezekiel. We don't know yet. The game hasn't happened yet.
I do struggle with the precedent, though. Like, if, like, Alabama beats Georgia, but Milroe has a high ankle sprain on the last play, are you like, well, man, I don't know if Alabama's one of the best 4 teams.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I mean, it's reality.
I think people are.
It's the same thing as last year. Remember,
but the reality
the Chiefs were dogs in the Super Bowl because of Mahomes' ankle.
But the reality also is that they're going to beat Louisville and they're going to be number 4 in the playoff.
We'll see.
They might not be.
We'll see. We'll find out.
I firmly believe unless they smoke Louisville, I think they'll keep them out.
Texas?
I think it's. I don't know who. I just think in general. Unless Florida State puts it on Louisville, I think they'll find a way to keep them out and everyone will lose their minds and it'll be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Texas winning in Tuscaloosa is a hell of a win.
Yeah. Best of the year.
That's the thing. Like, what's Florida State's staple win? Clemson, who wasn't that great?
They're loving Dabo for going on the run to end the season.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like,
yeah, I think it looks better than it did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go to the NFL. Chargers, Patriots, nothing to me.
Before we do this, should have done this during the recap. I, when I made that same game parlay, which did win, I won like $1,000. I did use Cody Brown bets for the Pollard legs. So I should not have given that out on this program. So I would just like to say, hey.
What the fuck is
I don't know if anybody knows any of the words that just came out of your mouth.
One guy did. He commented. So to that guy, Cody Snowdengrass. I apologize.
You get a lot of shout outs to random people on this show this week, Bruce.
3, that's the 3rd.
That might be the 4th.
All loyal listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? Can we get into the NFL? We got a 1 p.m. game.
Give me Chargers minus 5.5. I don't like the Chargers, but whether this Patriots theme
I'll
is
stay away.
Awful.
I'm not touching this fucking game.
They are so bad. For whatever reason, I do kind of agree with Lombo, though, that they just win because the NFL's weird. Are we going to roll through all of them, or are we just going to shout 1 p.m.s?
No.
What is
before,
this?
Before you got into your fucking diatribe about Cody Brown bets, fucking
great
Tony said Chargers and Patriots.
Yes.
If you were fucking listening instead of thinking about what you were about to fumble out of your mouth.
It wasn't really a diatribe if you want to go to dictionary.com.
Jesus.
Dolphins, Commanders. Dolphins are 9.5. Give me the Fins.
Yeah. I'm meeting you there. Give me the Fins minus the 9. I think that Washington's Commanders defense bad.
Yeah.
I'm on the Commanders plus 10.5. I think the Dolphins do win outright, but, you know, might lose that pass rush a bit, give Sim Howell a little bit more time to backdoor it. And the Dolphins have only won by more than 7 on the road once this year.
Is JPP playing?
I don't know. Tell me. Yeah. You signed him.
I've been looking.
Let's get that claw on the grass.
Inky might have 6 sacks.
He might.
Probably.
Broncos, Texans. Texans are 3. I like the Texans in this one at home. Give me them -3 Texans.
I'll go money line, -150 on the Texans, please.
I saw the Broncos at +3.5, and I like the way that Russ has been playing. I'm taking Denver +3.5.
I'm with you, Mitt. I, too, am on the Broncos +3.5. As great as CJ's been, he does kind of turn the ball over a bit still, and Russ hasn't, and they run the ball well, and their defense has been opportunistic of late, and I think the Broncos covered 3.5.
Okay. Falcons are at the Jets. Nothing for me here.
Falcons, money line.
Yeah, maybe the play of the week out of me, actually. The Falcons trending in the right direction. I think they run the ball, take care of the football, and then they got Boyle.
Okay. So. Mitt, nothing from you there?
No.
Lions, Saints. I got the Lions earlier in the week at 4. It just felt like a little bounce back spot for them here.
I've done something here.
No, you didn't.
I'm not taking the Saints. Lions -3 is -160.
Okay, I'll say you hate the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints stink. Although, like, this is kind of, you better fucking win, Lions.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
if you lose this one, oh, it's gonna get loud, boys.
Yeah, I'm no fly on laying points with the Lions right now. I'm just, you know, not do it. So I'm out on this.
Okay. Fuck. Steelers are 6-point favorites.
See you later.
Yeah, I'm out. Nothing.
No.
Colts, Titans, 1. Just call it a money line. You know, I love this stat. Titans, 4-0 at home, 0-6 on the road. Titans are at home. I will stay away, though.
Yeah, give me the Colts.
Oh!
Cheeky.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, third dukes up. I'm taking Tennessee money line.
Got to do it.
Home.
I got another flip a coin.
Okay. Panthers are at the Bucs. The line is 5. I was this close taking the Panthers, but I can't do it, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I know Frank stinks, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't see the Panthers winning this one.
Yeah, the Bucs have too much of that we need to be pissed off motivation on their side for it to justify the coach fired, and it's not like we got Steve Wilks taking over the helm. I don't know who this guy
fucking
is.
Joey Tabor?
Tober.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
Is he?
Yeah, great coach.
Zach Ertz cleared waivers.
Huh?
Zach Ertz cleared waivers, and Schefter's spinning that he's going back to the Eagles to break Harold.
That always felt right.
McMichael's all-time.
How's Dallas Goedert going to feel?
He's hurt.
What?
He's supposed to be back this week.
He's hurt. And he loves fucking Zach Ertz.
Miami's nice, Zach.
Who do you think taught Goddard how to play the position?
They kind of kicked Ertz out the door.
Yeah, they said Goddard's our guy. Get out of here, old man.
Niners, Eagles, game of the week.
Yep.
Niners.
Niners, money line.
Niners.
Team ride.
Yes.
Browns are at the Rams.
Ooh.
3.5 now. It was 3 earlier in the week when I took it. Give me Matt Stafford in the Matt Stafford versus Joe Flacco matchup. I don't care who's playing defense.
It's really the Matt Stafford, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but Matthew Stafford's playing football. The Rams are good.
Yeah.
That's just all that matters. That's all we see. Give me the Rams -3.
Yeah, I like Puka to score in that one.
Okay.
I like the Rams -3.
And then Sunday Night Football. I'm going to lay it with the Chiefs, I think.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't normally like to do that.
No.
The matchup. It's just a good matchup for them here.
I'm out on this one.
Okay. I'm playing the Packers +7.5. I just think it'll be a tight contest. Probably hit the under. Jordan Love playing well. Chiefs have been weird vibes. Public will be all over them. I like the Packers.
I think this is a get right spot for the Chiefs -6.
Okay.
No, Jones does stink, but I guess he's been out forever, basically.
It doesn't feel like he ever plays. He's going to be on 1 year of $4 million deals for the rest of his career.
The Kareem Hunt treatment.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 games in the NHL. Rawlsy said he's got nothing.
What do you got? What were they?
Sens, Jackets, and Sharks, Devils.
Ooh, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, that felt about right.
Yeah.
The NBA does have quite a few games tonight.
Decent amount.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What do you like?
I got a money line parlay. It consists of the Clippers, the Celtics,
okay,
and the Dallas Mavericks. I kind of want to bet the Suns plus 3.5, but I got no clue who's playing there, and the Nuggets got Jamal Murray back. So is KD playing? Is Booker playing? Does anybody know?
Let me take a look.
I can kind of...
Knicks crossing the border on a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Gross.
Suns, Booker, Beal, KD looks... KD's going to go.
Who's out for the Nuggets? Anybody? They play last night? Nuggets play last night?
No, I thought two nights ago.
Everyone's game time to sit.
There's too much, too many questions with that game. I'm out. Okay. I would lean Nuggets money line there.
Okay. College basketball.
Oh, Tony, just really quick.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Orlando minus 11, Washington coming into town. I got a two-leg parlay of Orlando money line and the Celtics money line. That's minus 150. I also like the Celtics with Philly coming into town, laying 6.5, and then Denver minus 126 on the money line going into Phoenix.
Huh?
Bruce?
I
have no NBA. Gumpy, do you think that UConn can beat Kansas tonight?
I love UConn getting 2.5 against Kansas tonight.
Sounds like that's a yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I do.
What else do you like?
St. Thomas Tommies.
Obviously.
Haven't been able to be on them yet this year. I like them plus 3 at Western Michigan.
Okay.
St. Thomas.
Yeah, the Tommies.
St. Thomas Tommies.
Yeah, the Tommies.
Where's that?
Where do you think it is?
Right next to Thomasville.
Yeah. What are you talking
about? In Thomasville, in Tomertown.
I mean,
right next to Coover.
What are we talking about, Bruce?
I've just never heard of the program.
You've never heard of the Tommies? Dude, we've been Saint on the Tommies so much.
Yeah, it's by St. Paul.
Is it?
St. Thomas Tommies, dude. The proudest establishment.
I know St. Joe's.
They're 3-4, dude.
Wait, is this in fucking Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Thomas, St. Paul.
Minnesota.
Manhattan plus 3.5 versus Mount St. Mary's. Niagara money line versus St. Peter's. I like Indiana money line at home versus Maryland. Quinnipiac plus 3.5 versus Canisius. Bethune-Cookman plus 1.5 versus Incarnate Word.
Yep.
Wyoming plus 3 at Portland. And then what we talked about there, I like UConn getting 2.5 versus Kansas.
Speaking of Incarnate Word, Cam Ward is officially on the move.
Did they say where?
No, not yet.
Maybe Incarnate Word.
No, he's going back.
Is that where he came from?
Yeah.
Going.
He should be playing like...
A lot of people think he's going to go be a Duck next year.
Yeah. Oh. Big Ten might be dealing with the upstart Michigan State Spartans pretty soon.
Or, yeah. I think DJ goes to Michigan State.
It would be unbelievable with Oregon.
Yeah.
Or
Dante Moore from Detroit.
I heard that too.
You think Hendon Hooker is going to play this year?
No.
You mean like he's gonna like Goff's gonna get hurt or
just in general?
No,
I seen him throwing the pigskin around. I just remembered how good he was.
No, yeah.
Goff will have to hit his fingy on a helmet.
Yeah, a couple times. Buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I said it on Pat's show. I think Burnley does win here.
Sweet.
Yeah, this is the one. You have to beat Sheffield. I got them money line. Newcastle money line versus Man U. Bilbao money line, Real Sociedad draw no bet, Freiburg double chance versus Mainz, Lens money line, Nice money line, and then the two MLS games. I like Cincinnati to go through,
okay,
and I like LAFC both to go through, both home teams there. And then Sunday I got Leverkusen money line, Marseille money line, Bologna draw no bet, Roma money line, Inter draw no bet, Villarreal double chance, West Ham money line, and give me the Spurs plus 1.5 at even money against Man City.
You all right there?
Mm-hmm.
And just an update, surprise, surprise, Scottie Scheffler's leader at the Hero World Challenge.
Wow. So there was a video of him practicing putting where he just like badly missed a putt and everyone was like, oh no, what are we gonna do? Scotty can't putt. So it's good to hear.
I think Schefter might need to edit this tweet he just put out.
What is it? It
says Zach Ertz wants to land with a contender. Candidates include Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo.
Are you saying it's Jover for Buffalo?
I'm saying it's probably Buffalo over.
Buffalo over, Tony.
Would they have to win out?
Catch up.
You heard a lot about it. They got a, yeah.
Right.
Can we get some Paul Bear Bryant out of you today, man?
Yeah, come on, bit. Send us home. Right, send us home, bit.
So hopefully let's take this something for the Pac-12, please.
Yeah, hey, send us home.
This is goodbye to the Pac-12 tonight.
Send us home, Mitt.
Give me a fucking second. Jesus
Christ. You didn't know this was coming?
Well, I didn't think that I would get a fucking request.
I mean, every show.
I just got the request, Tony.
Just give us what you got, Mitt. You're good.
Yeah,
Pac-12.
I'm Googling.
The Pac-12's not dead. They're still going to be in the college football playoff.
Do the mistake one, I told you.
Yeah, do the mistake
one. Yeah,
I remember that.
When you make a mistake, there are only three things you should ever do about it. Admit it, learn from it, and don't repeat it.
I got a good one here. Tony, I got something for you. Well, Tony.
Yeah.
Success comes from knowing that you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming.
Uh-huh.
What?
John Wood.
Hell yeah. Feels right.
That is, there was only one place you could go for the Pac-12 and it was John Wood.
I mean.
Well done, man.
Greatest fucking college basketball coach of all time.
Conference champions.
Yep.
Some random center.
Rest in peace.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.